Let's stand together, if you will. Let's just bow our heads as we open the service. Glorious Lord Jesus, Father, we do appreciate every opportunity you give us. Lord, you give us health and strength in our bodies, Lord. Father, most of all, that desire down inside to come to fulfill your word. Lord, just come and see what you have for us. Lord, under the quietness of your spirit, we're so appreciative, Lord. I pray for each and every one that's gathered here, maybe listening. Lord, that you would just reach down, walk amongst us, Lord. Search our hearts, our minds, Lord, and just fulfill, Lord, our desires and our needs. Lord, this late hour that we're walking in, you know what we need, what we're walking through. So we just leave it all in your hands, Lord. Bless us, I pray. We'll give you the glory and honor in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. He's so wonderful, saints. I love him. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Turn with me, if you would, in our Only Believe books. Let's start on page 680. Hallelujah sign. Truly be going there soon, saints.
Once a sinner far from Jesus, I was perishing with cold. But the blessed Savior heard me when I cried. Then he threw his robe around me and he led me to his fold. And I'm living on that hallelujah side. Amen. Oh, glory be to Jesus. Let the hallelujahs roll. Let me ring my Savior's praises far and wide. For I've opened up toward heaven all the windows of my soul, and I'm living on that hallelujah side. Though the world may sweep around me with her dazzle and her dream, yet I envy not her vanity and pride. For my soul looks up to heaven where the golden sunlight lives. And I'm living on that amen. Sing it to me. Oh, glory be to Jesus. Let the hallelujahs roll. Let me ring my Savior's praise far and wide. For I've opened up toward heaven all the windows of my soul. And I'm living on that hallelujah side. Not for all. Precious place, though the tempter to persuade me oft has tried. For I'm safe in God's pavilion, happy in his love and grace, and I'm living on that hallelujah. Amen. Oh, glory be to Jesus. Let the hallelujahs roll. Let me ring my Savior's praises far and wide. For I've opened up toward heaven all the windows of my soul, and I'm living on that hallelujah side. Here the sun is always shining, here the sky is always bright. 'Tis no place for gloomy Christians to abide. For my soul is filled with music and my heart with great delight. And I'm living on that hallelujah side. Amen. Oh, glory be to Jesus. Let the hallelujahs roll. Let me ring my Savior's praise far and wide. For I've opened up toward heaven all the windows of my soul. And I'm living on that hallelujah side. And upon the streets of glory, when we reach the other shore, and have safely crossed the Jordan's rolling tide, you will find me shouting glory just outside my mansion door, where I'm living on on the hallelujah side. Oh, glory be to Jesus in the hallelujah roll. Let me ring my Savior's praises far and wide. For I've opened up toward heaven all the windows of my soul, and I'm living on the hallelujah side.
Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, he's so wonderful. Yes. Praise his holy name. Page 536. Amen. Manifesting time.
The voice of my beloved, behold, he quickly comes, sweeping over the mountains, over the hills he runs. I long to hear his voice, I long to hear him say, arise, my love, my fair one, come away. Oh, it's manifesting time. The fruits are on the vine, and the lovely one is coming in plain view. Oh, to cap God's chosen bride, redemption draweth nigh. He's that lovely one, he's coming in plain view. The grapes are yours and mine, little foxes spoil the vine, for the vineyard blossoms forth her harvest time. Keep your eyes on things above, don't look at me or you, see that lovely one, he's coming in plain view. Oh, it's manifesting time. The fruits are on the vine, and the lovely one, he's coming in plain view. To cap God's chosen bride, redemption draweth nigh. He's that lovely one, he's coming in plain view. In the cleft of the rock, in the secret place so high, till the daybreak and the shadows flee away. Oh, in that mountain place, a sweet smell's coming through. He's that lovely one, he's coming in plain view. Oh, it's manifesting time, the fruit's on the vine. And that lovely one is coming in plain view. Oh, to cap God's chosen bride, redemption draweth nigh. He's that lovely one, he's coming in plain view.
Amen. Truly it's manifesting time, see? Amen. Getting close. Page 107. Let's sing that too. Amen. A city where the Lamb is the light. Truly going there soon. Hallelujah.
There's a country far beyond the starry sky. There's a city where there never comes a night. If we're faithful, we shall go there by and by. Oh, it's the city where the Lamb.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, in that city where there cometh no night. Oh, I've a mansion over there, and it's free from toil and care. I am going where the Lamb is alive. Here we have our days of sunshine, but we know that the sun which shines upon us now so bright will be changed to clouds and rain until we go. Oh, to the city where the Lamb is alive. Amen. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, in that city. brings us life. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, in that city where the Lamb, amen, hallelujah. Oh, in that city, oh, think about it, amen. Oh, I have a mansion over there, and it's free from toil and care. I am going where the Lamb is alive. Then let sunlight fade, let twilight bring its gloom. Not a shadow can my blissful soul affright, for I know that up in heaven there is room. Oh, in that city where the Lamb,
amen, hallelujah.
Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, in that city where there cometh no night. Oh, I've a mansion. And it's free from toil and care. I am going where the Lamb.
Oh, sing it one more time. Hallelujah.
Oh, in that city. Amen. Think about it. Oh, in that city where there cometh no night. Oh, I've a mansion over there. And it's free from toil and care. I am going where the Lamb is alive.
Have that assurance, saints. Is it growing in your heart? Amen. He's so wonderful. Brother Hamilton, you can close.
To see him look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. And oh, I want to see him look upon his face. There to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, for my life, ever to rejoice.
Amen. Praise his holy name. I may have something on your heart you'd like to take before him. Amen. Let's just bow our heads. Brother Josh, would you take the request?
Precious Heavenly Father, what a privilege and honor it is again once more, Lord, together. Lord, in your name, Lord, with like precious saints of like precious faith, Lord, we appreciate each and every one. And Lord, as we know, by the praise in our hands, Lord, we have needs that arise. Lord, you know all about them needs before we even ask, Lord, before we even needed them. Lord, you're sure more than able to take care of them. And Lord, let us reach out, Lord, by faith. Lord, knowing that you know exactly what we need. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to take care of it by your perfect will. Lord, any bride, Lord, that may be gathered tonight, maybe even, and Lord has a need, Lord, you know exactly what they need. Lord, we just ask that you will gather us all together, Lord, and with desperation in our hearts, Lord, knowing that the soon appearing of the Lord is about to take place. Lord, one mind and one accord may we all be in. Just have your way now, the remainder of the service. Lord, we cry out for revelation, Lord, once more, greater than anything else, Lord, in this life. Lord, for we need it more than anything in this life. Lord, we just ask you to meet our desire tonight now and have your way. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask and pray. Amen.
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 God is a gracious name. You may be seated. Amen.
of grace and mercy is all I can seem to find. When I walk through valleys, climb mountains so tall, at times I slipped and stumbled, but His hand held on. He made a way for me. He carried me through it all.
Amen.
If it wasn't for His mercy and without Him, I cannot imagine where I could have been. My mind can't begin to fathom the depths of His. When there's so many others much worthier, it seems. No good deed can merit, no money can buy. There's no way to earn it, regardless how you try. It's just predestination, it's only when I see such love extended, I hang my head and cry. I know I'm undeserving, yet how thankful am I. Such mercy, such grace, such love, I can't comprehend. Oh,
all stand. Sing little chorus, only believes, ask our brother to come.
Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe.
thankful for one more little opportunity, amen, to come. May just be a few of us this evening, and you know, but God's word is so precious, and just praying that something will be read or spoken that will just cause us to be able to say it was good to be here this evening, amen, together around God's word, not me, or but all just to realize who we are truly fellowshipping with, amen. We bow our heads. Precious Lord, we just feel so humbled by your precious word. And Lord, to see as the sisters sang the little song, what can we say but just thank you, Lord, for the grace and the mercy you've shown to us. And Lord, as you continue to open up our understanding to thy word, and Lord, down inside of us there's that desire pulsating. Father, we just pray that these few words tonight, Lord, will strengthen and encourage us, cause us to keep pressing on, Lord, and to draw closer to you in some way. And Father, just bless each and every word to our hearts. And Lord, may you get the glory for it all. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen. While you're still standing, if you wish, we'll turn over to Matthew, the 6th chapter. Actually, the 5th chapter. Read a few verses of scripture tonight. Amen. Just praying that we'll be able to take something from this. Amen. And you know, it stirred my heart just a little bit. Like I said, just nothing. It's nothing. You know, it's just God's word. Amen. And by God's grace, I'm identified. Amen. Amen. And I pray each one of us find ourselves in that place. As time goes on, it's just getting more and more precious to be able to realize that you see yourself in the reflection of God's precious word. Amen. But Matthew, the 5th chapter, let's just read the 6th verse. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Amen. May God bless the reading of his word, and you may be seated. Just what a scripture alone to stop and think about for just a little bit. You know, it wasn't maybe, but blessed are they which do hunger and thirst, for they shall be filled. And realizing that that thirst that's placed in the heart of a human being is only placed there by the mercy and grace of God and his foreknowledge. Amen. Yes. To see that, oh my, what a hunger truly would be, you know. And I was looking at the word righteousness in the dictionary and looked at it a few different places. And this is just kind of an overall summary just to think about. But it says, a state of moral uprightness and conformity to God's will. It's about living in alignment with God's law and character and encompassing both a righteous standing before God and righteous living. Righteousness is not merely about outward actions, but also about the inner disposition of the heart and the motivation behind one's actions. Amen. And you know, today we see many people hungering to be like a church, to be like somebody, to have standing in some sense, but all to be thirsting after the true righteousness of God, to be like God, to be found in his will, and to be conformed and see that our lives are matching up fully and totally with all that he's doing and all he wanted for us to be, and to see the word that's been broke forth to us by the prophet of this age, and as our understanding was enlightened, and how it can, it's something that, it's a hunger that never ends. It's a thirst that never ends. And oh my, but how it's satisfied time and time and time again. But there's always that blessedness there with it. But if you would, I'm going to turn over to John, just read a couple of these scriptures just to think about for a moment. John, very familiar, John, the 4th chapter. This is where Jesus was speaking with the woman at the well. And the woman's about the 11th verse. And the woman saith to, let's see, about the 10th verse. And Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked him, and he would have given thee living water. And the woman saith unto her him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children his cattle? And Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Amen. And oh, how precious it is to realize that if you have a partaker of that living water through that precious new birth and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We turn over here and just read here in John the 7th chapter. Put this in our hearts, and then I'll read some things the prophet said to go along with this. Just kind of John 7. Let me see here. And about the 37th verse, just catch the scripture. It says, "And in the last days, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. If you thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. But by God's grace today, we are recipients of that scripture. And by that scripture, we are truly drinking at the fountains of living water. We are truly drinking from an inexhaustible fountain. And if you want to, you can turn over here to Revelations, the 22nd chapter. Amen. It may seem like a little different places, but just to kind of catch the essence, this was put in here. And we'll just start about the 13th verse of the 22nd chapter. I am Alpha and I am Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers, idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. But I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely. Oh my, may we be found in that category. To those blessed are they that do those commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life. Oh, as we look at where we're standing today and we see the time in which we're standing in the place, what a precious desire it is to be that true longing to see the life of Christ made manifest in this mortal flesh. You know, there was a, God sent a prophet to bring a message to a bride. Just that was a select few that's going to hear that message. It's very much to an individual affair. It's a personal revelation, a personal vindication. He said in Christ is the mystery God revealed. And Brother Branham, just to kind of put our mind, this is in the One in a Million, preached April 24th, 1965. And just as you catch what he's saying about paragraph 84, and he says, Christ died for you, and you are transplanted from the world into Christ. And everything you have need of is right in you by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Isn't that right? And the only thing you have to do is just start drinking from that. Amen. And as the tree drinks, it begins to push out its leaves and its buds, and it pushes out its fruit each year. And the fruit is not in the ground. The fruit is in the plant. How many understand that? Say amen. He says, see, the fruit is in the plant, and every plant has to drink from his fountain. And the rain comes down and gives that plant life to drink from, and it drinks. And as it drinks, it grows. And it's growing up until it comes to the full bud, just like the church has to bloom out in this age. And as we drink, we grow. But if that plant refuses to drink, that plant cannot grow. And if you will just believe it now, individually, he says, as he was fixing to go into his message. And how true it is as individuals. You know, it's a time of people running to be part of a church over here, running to be part of a church over here. I need to be with this group, and I need to be with that group, and I want to be with this group. But Christ is calling individuals all over this world. He, and all over this earth, he's got planted that his word would not go out void, and oh my, it will return, and it'll produce exactly what he said it'll produce in the heart of that little elected lady. And my, I'm praying that each one of us are truly seeing that we truly have that thirsting and that hungering and that ambition, our desires has changed, as we read last Thursday night, that there's something totally different about me than what there used to be. That everything about me, my focus, my attention's not on things of this world, but my affections are set on things above.
Yes.
And oh my, as we start to think about that, and as you see the word as it's coming forth and the time and the place, and you know, it's just so wonderful. And you know, just to praying God will continue to open up our understandings to the things our pastor may bring, if Lord willing, on Sunday, to a greater understanding of what God is doing for us and going to do through that little bride. As you see God's word unfolding and how important it's truly, you begin to see the importance of staying with the word.
Yes, amen.
Not with a man's idea, not with a creed, not with an iota of maybe it's like this, maybe it could be this, but taking God at his word.
Amen.
And let for him, he said, let there be light, and there was light. It needed no interpretation. And all the different things the prophet showed, may we truly be a people to take God at his word. Lay aside our human reasoning, our human ideas, and our human education.
Yes.
And let God, by the revelation of his precious word, dip into our heart those things that we have need of.
Yes.
You know, it's like the day when Peter was standing there and he was saying, thou art the Christ. He didn't go get 5 or 6 books and compare notes.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't go get the dictionary and go see this person and go get this person and that person's opinion and come back and say, okay, I got it now. No. But the Holy Spirit dropped right into his heart.
Amen.
Oh my, and the way only God provided channel can.
Amen.
And oh my, once it anchored, hallelujah, he had the keys. Amen.
Hallelujah.
May we truly let this word become as big as it is to us. We've went to church for a long time. We've heard the prophet's message for a long time. But there's individuals that's got to catch that personal revelation to themselves.
Amen.
That's going to lay this robe of flesh down one day real soon.
Oh,
amen. When you think about Enoch, he had that testimony. He knew he was thirsting. He was watching. He was morally, well, you could say it that way, he was morally vindicated that he knew he was doing exactly the commandments that God had given him to do. Amen. He was living the word. He wasn't living the creed of a church. He wasn't trying to follow a code of rules and the law. No, he was living by a personal revelation of Jesus Christ to him, and by the desires within him, he did every day what he longed to do. Amen.
Amen.
Glory. May it just stir our hearts greater to see what God, through the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the work of the Holy Spirit, can truly do in the lives of a people.
Yes.
Amen. This is in the message. Just to catch what the prophet's saying, this is in the message Thursday. It's kind of lengthy. But he says it better than I can put it together. But paragraph 121, he says, we always say today, and people try to say we compare, and we got to compare Bible leaf with Bible leaf and scripture with scripture. That isn't the truth. No, it isn't the truth. This Greek word means this, and this means that. And the Greeks themselves, way back in Nicaea Council, and them writers back there, they had different forms. One believed this way, this Greek scholar meant this, and the other one said this one went that way, and they fussed over it. And we don't need interpretation of Greek scholars or Greek words. To know him is life, the person. Christ himself, not comparing. It's a revelation that God built his church upon. And if we don't build upon the same church, the Bible said Abel by faith, and faith is a divine revelation. And you've got to kind of let the things that we've been here, our pastor's been bringing, let it just flow into your mind, kind of bring it back to remembrance. To know him is life, the person, Christ himself, not comparing. It's a revelation that God built his church upon. And if we don't build upon the same church, the Bible said Abel by faith, and faith is a divine revelation. See, faith is a divine revelation, all right? The whole thing is built upon revelation then. Unless this is revealed to you, Jesus said, I thank thee, Father, thou hast hid these things from the wise of this world, and revealed it to babes such as will learn. See, now the whole thing is built there. You've got to know the person.
Yeah.
And you cannot satisfy that by joining church. you've got to find the person, God himself, which is the Word and the interpretation of himself today. The promises that he made today, the people that he was going to have in this day, the church without spot or wrinkle, don't mean a denomination, it means the persons, the individuals without spot or wrinkle. There'll be two in bed, and I'll take one, I'll leave one. Two in the field, I'll take one, leave one. But when God, that holy thirst to be like him, and then you see that his word is in you, vindicating itself, and that you are God's servant, whatever God says, you just tow right up to it. And then you're coming through the right process then to satisfy that holy thirst that's in you. And, you know, just you've got to stop to think of maybe just remember for a moment where we've come from. And maybe the life we've walked and how much we were dependent upon, can I do this and can I do that? That is not the revelation of God. That wasn't God's personal vindication to you. That's leaning up on a man. That's leaning up on a church. And so many still today, where we came from and many other churches around, are not leaning upon a revelation to them personally from God, but they are leaning upon a pastor. They're leaning upon a church. They're leaning upon the rules and regulations to guide them through life, to help them try to be a good person, a better Christian. But the only way to truly match up and be what God wants us to be is not to lean upon someone else's revelation or lean upon someone else's understanding, but for Jesus Christ to reveal it to you personally, that you know what your life is vindicating is found in the pages of God's Word. I don't have to go over and get the rule book out and see if I'm in there. Well, am I obeying? No. Right here is the rule book. It's laying out before us God's precious word. And God sent a prophet to bring forth an understanding that even a child could understand what God is looking for in this age. Oh my, but so many times we let that human reasoning get in the way. We let a human education. Well, now you know it can't quite be all of that. God's word meant exactly what he said. He told Eve, the day you eat of that tree, that day you die. And he meant what he said. There was no second round. It was what God said it would be. And how many times through God's word have we seen it prove out from Genesis to Revelations? What he said, it happened just the way he said it would. The promises of blessedness and there's promises of curses. And they both have been fulfilled precisely the way God said they would take place. And he says here, and then you're coming through the right process then to satisfy that holy thirst that's in you. Of course, the people will laugh at you and say you've lost your mind. You've gone crazy. But remember what they're drinking from, see? Look where they're at. Could you imagine a big artesian well spurting up fine water? And somebody down at one of them holes down there with dead tadpoles and creeds and everything laying in it, drinking down there, looking up and making fun of you. Oh, why doesn't he know? He doesn't know what a thirst-quenching stream you're living at. That's exactly right. And today many may look at you and they may say, oh, I can't believe you're doing what you're doing. I can't believe you go where you go. I can't believe you act the way you do and take God's word as serious as you do. They just don't understand what you're drinking from. But oh my, I want to continue to take in that inexhaustible fountain. Amen. But Brother Branham, here's where he starts to say, he says, but we've got a living God. Not one that died 1900 years ago and stayed in the grave. But one that raised again. Hebrews 13:8 says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same Holy Ghost that fell on the day of Pentecost is the same Holy Ghost that's here now. He is the satisfying portion because he is the Word. That's right. The Holy Ghost wrote the word. He interprets the word. And the Bible said in 2 Peter that the Holy Spirit wrote the Bible. Men of old, moved by the Holy Ghost, wrote the Bible. Now, you can't do it. You can't satisfy that holy thirst with nothing less than God himself living in you in the person of the Holy Spirit. Education, culture, joining churches, reciting creeds, going to belonging in a fellowship, all these things are very good. But they will not stop that holy hush, that holy thirst. Rather, won't hush that holy thirst. And how it is when that little elected seed's got a hunger that's burning, placed in there by the Holy Spirit, there ain't nothing. No church is going to satisfy it. Just joining a creed and having this is not going to satisfy it. It don't matter. The Holy Spirit will drive that person to the place to find that inexhaustible fountain of truth and life. Whether it's here, there, wherever it's at, wherever it can get to, it will pull and pull and push that life till it gets the truth that it's looking for. It'll bring it right to life every time.
Yeah.
Amen. And this is in the Message, Broken Cisterns. But, and I guess is, when you think about the thirst that you feel, and I feel, you feel, as you see the hunger that's in you to see God's Word made real in your life,
yeah,
to see your life taking and being able to know, truly know, I am keeping those commandments that He has given me. My life, the Word is important. It's the most important thing to me.
Yeah.
And as Brother Branham goes to express that a little bit here, he says, let me say, this is paragraph 178, that the same God that was in the days gone by, that we speak so much of, He is present here now, not by some theological understanding, but by a personal knowledge of His vindication that He would pour out in this last days the Holy Spirit upon the church. He is not an I was. He is still the I am, present tense and always. Then the cistern lost its taste. And so does every man who ever falls into the power of God by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The denominational systems lose their taste. You don't want no more of that stagnated frogs, lizards and bugs and so forth. You're drinking from a fountain that's fresh and pure, the Word of God, fresh every hour in your soul. The same as now when the Word has been proven to be truth. Taste and see if it's not right. Though the cistern had served its well and served its time well, but you see the fountain of life was there, not Jacob's well no more for spiritual drinking, what they thought if they drank from that well, it would have been all right, but now the fountain of life itself was setting there. We don't need systems and organizations that we have. We're at the end time, and God promised in this end time the things that He would do. When we see it fulfilled to the Word, and we hear the men of the military might stand up shivering and say there's something fixing to happen, we feel the Holy Spirit warning us that something is fixing to happen. We see everything set in order. Then leave that system and come to the fountain. Yes, sir. It served its purpose. And now she was face to face with that fountain itself. He's speaking to the woman at the well. In John 7:37, Jesus said in the last days of the feast, He said, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. Right in a bunch of theologians. If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink, for the scriptures have said, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. There's the living fountain. That's the fountain that people has forsaken today for the creed. They have forsaken the fountain of living water. But let me introduce him to you as I'm closing, he says. And so many today are looking back in history at a place and time. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is real. And the moving of the Holy Spirit is real. And all of God's gifts are real. Speaking in tongues, whatever the Holy Spirit feels led to do at the time. But so many people are looking at a movement that took place in just these latter days. Not looking all the way back to the original. And they've got their eyes focused on experiences. And God sent a prophet in this day to break that down. And to say, away with your experience, he said. And get back to the Word and to look at what God is looking for and longing for. And now so many are starting to say, let us leave the principles of the doctrine of Christ and go on to perfection. If everybody will just quit talking about doctrine and just preach, get the Acts 2:38, we'd all get along. But that was only the foundation for all that God was going to do. He made a provision. Through that baptism of the Holy Ghost, that through that Holy Spirit, the dynamics upon the mechanics in the life of a born-again believer, that the works of this Bible would be made manifest. Christ reproducing Himself in a literal life in a body. Amen. And oh my, there's a people that's finding themselves with a personal vindication that this Word was to them. Amen. And not to a church, not to a certain body, but to the individual. God is called for this work. Amen. But he said, now let me introduce him to him as I'm closing. He said, to me, he is the fountain that saved Hagar's life and the child when they were dying in the wilderness. I just want you to catch this as he's went all the way back now into the Old Testament. And I believe he is that rock in Isaiah 32. He is the rock in a weary land. He's the shelter in the time of storm. Zechariah 13, he is the fountain that's open in the house of David for sin. I believe him to be that, don't you? In Psalms 36 and 9, he is David's fountain of life. He is still the waters of David and the green pastures. He is the water by the brookside for David. In Genesis 17, he is Abraham's nursing breast, El Shaddai. But when his life was gone from him, still God said, a man 100 years old, how will this thing be? I am old, my wife is old, how can these things be? He said, I am El Shaddai. And El is the, and Shaddai, El is the, and Shaddai is the breast, and Shaddai is plural, which means I am the breasted God. Like a baby that's fretting and it's sick and its strength has gone from it, and lean upon its mother's bosom and nurse its strength back, sure. And when it's nursing, it isn't fretting no more at the mother's breast. It's satisfied while it's getting its strength. And any man that will take God's promise in his heart, that promise is unto you and to your children and them that's afar off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. Amen. Lay right against that and nurse your strength back. Fretting child, believe it. It's for believers. Amen. And truly how much you begin to see the statement Brother Branham made many, many times. This is for the believers. This is for those that will take God at his word. Not mix their idea with it, not add to it, but just drink straight from that fountain and let him nurse and put into our lives what we have need of. Oh, saints, I pray that we're thirsting more than we ever have. There's a hunger in our hearts greater than there ever have. For what? For more of God. To be just what he wants us to be. To find that place to where we know we're walking so close at such a time and ready any moment. For we know not when he may call us away. Amen. And oh, we're looking forward to that time. It's just around the corner. And oh, how precious it would be if it was in the morning. Amen. To see this life finished up and all the chaos of this world gone. And oh, to think that he's going to reveal himself to us throughout eternity. Oh my, I just pray. You know, you see, it's wonderful you see so many that just want to preach God's word. They just want to entertain with it. And it's got to the point you see so much. And some are very good at bringing and doing different things with it. You know, when you look at where we've come and how things have changed. And we've made it more of an educational type approach to God's word. You know, and I don't mean that to be critical. But you just see more and more. It's if I draw all these pictures for you, and there's nothing wrong with drawing and using diagrams, but the prophet did, and there's times for that to get a visual or different things we use. But how is it's gone? It's just becoming more and more like you just see it wanting to be a pattern off televangelist almost. Yes. You want to see that showmanship. You just see it taking over and the true moving of the Holy Spirit. God's word truly convicting people's hearts. Amen. Really just getting in there, and then you really see it. You don't see that much anymore. But God's word is still just as powerful as it ever was. Yes, it is. We are moving into the ages closing. Darkness is closing in around us. But there will still be a little bit of light in this last age. Yes. And by God's grace, may we be a portion of that, that light is shining out through. Yes. That others may see and taste from you that the Lord is gracious. Be able to see that hunger in you and to see what God is doing in your life and what he's able to do for you. And through that being salty, people may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Because it is an inner work. It starts on the inside, but it can't be hid on the outside. That little fruit begins to blossom up in that tree. It might have just been a leaf to begin with. And then all of a sudden it starts to look a little more like a fruit. And as it continues to push and can drink from that life of that water and the sun that's in the ground. And all that was within itself, as it pushes itself out, it begins to show forth truly what it is. It can't help, because every seed will bring forth of its kind, as was in itself. Amen. He placed it there. He will water it. He will feed it. And it will bring forth exactly what he said it will. But oh, may we find ourselves those people that are truly in that blessed are they, which do hunger and thirst. And oh, may we be pulling for all we're with on God. For Lord, you are our ever-present help in the time of need. You are our strength. And through him, I can do all things. Amen. I pray as you take something from God's precious word, it's simple, but may we just, there's so many things. You can just go for hours if you have to try to come down to a few pages. But oh, I love the Lord. I'm so thankful by God's grace for what he's placed in my heart. You know, you just see so much, and you just, all you can do is say, thank you, Lord, for what you're doing for me as an individual, and pray that God will continue. Don't take your hand from me, Lord, but just continue to lead and to guide me, and to water us, and to mellow us out, and to tenderize us, and to keep us in that place that his word can speak to our hearts. And we'll lay aside maybe an idea we had, maybe a thought we've had, maybe something we thought we truly understood something, and this is exactly how it is. But let us lay it aside before him and say, Lord, open my understanding. Because when it comes from him, you will know without a doubt that it's right. Amen. It'll vindicate itself. It'll manifest itself. And he will prove himself to us. Amen. He vindicates all his word. And he proves all of his word. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. Amen. I'm thankful just to be where I am. Amen. You know, God is led us down a path, and he's brought each one of us through many places in life, and maybe some of us have harder roads than others, and we've all maybe experienced different things, but he knows what it takes to build in us the character that it takes for this leg of the journey that we're on. Amen. And by God's grace, I don't think he's done working on us yet. Amen. If we'll just yield to him, he will continue. But let us be open to the Holy Spirit. Lord, have your way. Amen. Let's all stand if you would. let's just sing that little chorus, How Great Thou Art. Amen. I've been reading in the seal book and things as we was refreshing our minds, and it just seems like every morning after I get done and go to leave, that's the only thing that can, seems like that little chorus has been on my heart all week. Amen. That's not how great thou art. Brother Sullivan, you have to help me for a moment. My soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sing my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul,
I will praise him. they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. You know, just so appreciative in my heart, blessed are they, that through faith, through revelation, you can see you're one of them in the they. Amen. No wonder we're blessed to hunger and thirst after the righteousness of God. What a blessing it is. Amen. You know, I want to just testify a little something in God's goodness again. But Tuesday evening, I had another kidney stone attack, and I hadn't had them for a long time. But I knew what it was as soon as it started happening, and I was just horrible pain. And actually, it was about 9:30 or so in the evening, and Heather had sent me a text. Of course, I'd been a little bit sick, and I just told her in the text. I said, "Well, we're going to pray that God will give you and Paul a good, nice rest, and get some rest for your body." And so he did, and well, then here I was in all this pain. I just asked God. I said, "Lord, I know you're real." I said, "I'm in a lot of pain right now." And of course, in my mind, I was thinking, you know, I need to probably have my wife take me in, because usually when I go through that, they give me a little morphine and get me through it. I just said, "Lord, I need your help." I mean, when you're in a lot of pain like that, it's just, ain't got a whole lot of prayer in you. It's just, "Lord, I need you." And so I asked God to help me and to heal my body up. And in less than a half hour, I was feeling fine. Everything was really good. So I want to thank God for that. Because if anybody here has had kidney stones, and it's usually something that lasts a long time. I felt it coming on a couple days there. Like I say, and I knew it's what it was heading for, but and then when it strikes you, it puts you down. So I just thank God he pulled me through that and everything was good. So I give him the glory and the praise and the honor. Amen. All goes to him. He's the great healer, the great physician. So glad I know him. Amen. My, look what you'd have to go through if you didn't know him. But I thank God for his mercy and his grace. And then Heather, she texted me next morning and said she had a beautiful night's rest. Slept really hard. Said she didn't even have to get up and use the restroom. So she slept really good. So we thank God for answering that prayer too. But I believe with, as Brother Timothy was saying here, blessed are they which hunger and thirst after righteousness. They that are doing this hungering and thirsting. By God's grace, he's placed it in her heart. I believe that's something that brings that little bride of his to that closer living relationship with Christ, to where you know he's present. You know he's the ever-present help in a time of needs. When times arise, you know he's there. You feel his presence there. It's just like this afternoon, I was outside, and it was just strange to me, and it was just to me, but I was just walking outside, and I just felt his presence so strong. Just came as it just swooped by, and I couldn't help but to just cry. I said, "I love you, Lord. Thank you for being here. Amen." You know, it's just, I love him, and I trust that all of us will learn to love him more. Let him have a greater preeminence in our lives and live that close relationship with him. You know, talk to him. Love to talk to him. And may you love to talk to him too. May you want to feel that presence in your life. You know, yeah, there's a lot of things that goes on. A lot of problems arise and troubles. But he's peace in a time of trouble. He's the one that settles the storm, takes care of everything. And oh my, how wonderful it is to serve a living God. Amen. I love him. But Jesus said, "These signs shall follow them that believe." Isn't that what he said?
That's right.
Don't follow. all them that believe. So, you know, and I was thinking about Brother Branham, I was reading today, you know, Brother Branham was in his prayer line, and many times people would come up, you know, and they had their needs. They had different types of needs, you know, just from A to Z, different needs. And it's the first thing he'd say, do you believe? Do you believe? And that's a great question. When we're really needing something off of God, do we really believe? Now, it's easy to say, yeah, I believe. But do you really believe? You know, me being your pastor and being a friend, you know, if I tell you that I'm going to give you this or I'm going to come down and do this for you, you believe me because you know me, you see? And we know each other. There's that relationship there, all right? And if you've got that true relationship with Christ, you can believe him. You can take him at his word. But if that true relationship isn't there, you can't really believe. You can't really trust what he's promised you. You can't really say that you believe. But it takes that close relationship between you and Christ to really believe him. So when you need something off of God, do you really believe him? Not just speak with your mouth. Well, that's really easy to do. And most people do that. But do you really believe? And let that sink in before we leave tonight. Do you really believe? You say, I believe. We sing the song all the time. Only believe. Well, do we really believe? You know? And Lord willing, Sunday, unless a visitor comes or something comes up or the Lord changes my thought, are we going to be able to believe the word Sunday? You know? Are we going to be able to really believe? Is God going to reveal to you? See? Oh my. May God continue to bless us and help us. Because we're getting near the end of our journey. Yes. You know, even if we, if the Lord tarries another 20 years, if he did, I can't see how, but if he did. I told my wife, who was in the kitchen the other day, I told her, I said, you know what? I said, one day our life will just be a memory. That's all. All we go through, what we do in life, and one day it's just going to be a memory. And then it'll come to a time it won't even be a memory. Because those that knew you passes on too. So you will not even be remembered. They'll look at maybe people passing by a memorial day. They'll look at a tombstone and maybe see your name. You know? They won't know nothing about you. No. Nobody will know anything about you. But oh, may we, in our life now, let Christ be seen. That those we associate with now can see Jesus Christ is alive. Amen. That's what it's all about. For him to live, him to be expressed. And thank God for the thirst, the hunger for that. Amen. May God bless you. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we feel your presence, Lord. And we know that by grace that thou art with us and thou art in us. And Lord, you are in this place. And Lord, as we sing little songs sometimes, surely the presence of the Lord is here. And Father, those that's been ordained, destined to life, have been given something on the inside to channel into your presence. And we're so thankful, Father. We so appreciate you. And as the sister sang her song tonight, what we can do is just appreciate you, Lord, even more. We love you, Father, and so thankful for what you're doing. Father, we know this is coming to a close. And time's coming to a close. Lord, we see signs everywhere. And Lord, we just trust that you'll help us to stay in line. As that prophet screamed out in that vision, he's seen that little bride going around the curvature of the earth. A when he's seen a couple of them getting out of line, he said, "Stay in line. Stay in line." Oh, my. May we stay in line, Lord. May we only take you at your word, Lord. Not listen to men's ideas and creeds and theories, oh, God. As I was listening to the minister preach today, Lord, just for a little while, Lord, and you know, you was there even in me, and you know all about it. But Father, the man, poor soul, oh God, preaching under such an anointing, and within 20 minutes, he walked away from three different places in the Word of God. Lord, it's only mercy and grace if a man can stay with the Word of God. That's all. Grace and mercy. That's all it can be. Lord, help each one of us that we will not accept any kind of a creed or an idea. Some smart man's ideas, Lord. If it's not the Word, oh God, may we push it aside and go on for you. Help us, Lord. Thank you for your mercy and grace this day. Thank you, Lord, for letting us gather here this evening. We appreciate it with all our heart. May you just bless us as we part from here now. And may we, Lord, as individuals, keep you always before us. By your grace and mercy we will, Lord. We ask now that you keep us safe as we travel. In the lovely name.